This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Shout out to Casey from Rockwall, Art from Fort Worth, and Johnny in Edgewood. Not a regular shout out. You won tickets on our show.
Shout out. Nice.
I hope that is acceptable for people that won the Cowboys-Bengals ticket. And then shout out to everyone who shows up tomorrow at Palmer's. Because us and Sean and RJ are going to be doing our shows out there off of Mockingbird in Dallas. They got the Tolo flask plus 15% of all the sales tomorrow at Palmer's Benefit Guns and Hoses Foundation of North Texas. Now, it's C-Block time.
Kevin, how you feeling, buddy?
I'm good.
Making it through show.
I am very tired.
For the first time in a long time.
Well, I've been resting.
Yeah, Mike really thought that you were.
It was not as restful as you might have thought.
You're contagious?
No, I do not have a fever. I'm just very tired.
Oh, yeah?
You on antibiotics?
Yeah, what's your deal?
I am not.
Did you take your COVID shot? Did you get your booster?
You afraid of antibiotics?
I'm not afraid of antibiotics.
Are you afraid of them?
I'm not.
You afraid of COVID shots?
I'm not afraid of COVID shots either.
Do you think after RFK takes over, you'll never get sick again?
I probably don't think that is going to be the case.
What do you think about our water, though, whenever the fluoride's gone?
I think it'll make me weaker.
I have bad water in Dallas.
Yeah, we've heard about your water, Mike. Well, we're glad to have Kevin back.
Are you?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Yeah, I gave you good advice. Did you follow it?
Okay. Yeah. This is Corey's time. If he decides he wants to hear this, then I think we should go through that.
I forgot the ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we had some text exchanges, and I feel like I had to edit a lot of what that text exchange was.
Yeah.
Because,
by the way, this text was with our bosses on it, too.
Mike does not care.
The one who put the bosses on it.
Yeah.
It felt like information they needed to know.
Yeah, you here's what I do. I text you guys, and then I text the bosses separately.
That's probably
smart.
Because
there's no telling what Mike's going to say.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
All right.
I dropped the ball.
I wanted to ask you guys, how do you watch TV?
Eyes.
Good. I like that. It's a good one. Alec?
Ears. I think I just got the number one answer on Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. I frequently multitask.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't sit down and watch TV anymore. It's definitely in the background while I'm doing other things.
All right. Gotcha. Now, every time we start a show or a movie, within the first 5 minutes, my wife says, "What do I know that person from?" And I have a pretty good brain database of people that I try to keep track of. That's why if I ever forget a face or a name, I'm like, Dad, it really hurts my feelings. But the process is typically, okay, we know that person from this. Or if I don't know, much like Wicked, I was like, I'm pretty sure that she was in Irvo. She was in Bad Night at El Royale. She was in the show called The Outsider. There was a Stephen King adaptation on HBO with Jason Bateman. I was like, bam. And she was like, no way. And then she went and looked. She was like, you're right. You're dead on. Yes, of course I am, because I'm better at this game than you.
Better.
But there are some times where I'm like, I need to do a little more research. Mike is into a show called Landman.
Solid show.
And
is that a Taylor Sheridan show?
I have no clue.
He's the guy who did Yellowstone
and
stuff.
And Mike pointed out that
it's not
pretty,
part of Yellowstone.
I know. No, I get
it. It's pretty star studded.
Yes.
Okay. Because Demi Moore's in it.
Oh.
And
married to John Hamm.
Yes, married to John Hamm.
There was created by Taylor Sheridan.
Another name that's popped up, and now people are like,
"Very pro oil, by the way."
Oh yeah, you think so?
Oh yeah.
So they're down on the electric revolution.
Yep. In fact, I think Billy Bob Thornton gives the lawyer a lot of facts on this electricity thing we try to get going
Oh my gosh. I just want to know if the hours are contained, or if the episodes are contained to an hour. Because
not a country.
The
music.
Worst thing that's ever happened is that Yellowstone being successful and Taylor Sheridan being like, "I don't need an editor anymore."
The one of the things that popped up though is Ali Larter is on this show.
Yeah.
Now,
Heroes.
As people, Heroes, yeah, that's one show.
Probably.
What was the other, the movie? It's a series of movies where everybody dies.
Final Destination.
Was that?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Okay, first of all, that is not a series of movies. And second of all,
it does have three movies, I think.
Shut up.
They have a new movie they just came out with.
What?
Yeah.
Did all the people die?
Or maybe it's two movies.
Yeah, okay, I rescind my first comment. Do all the people die in that show?
Wizards.
Okay.
No, wizards just live
forever.
Are you
talking about Harry Potter?
I don't know.
All right,
I just named a random show to be a jerk.
Yeah, he was just trying to take part in the segment,
Kevin.
Yeah,
you
want to
know what happened? I was like, how can I be an a-hole right now?
Actually, more important, he was trying to be engaged with the show because the last couple days he had to.
Yeah, you've made me concentrate way too long. You talk about you being tired.
So,
how about engaging in a four-hour radio show all the time?
Ali Larter is in this show.
Every freaking day.
Ali Larter's in it. And what is she most well known for?
Whipped cream bikini.
The whipped cream bikini.
Oh, and now, on Friday Night Lights.
Nope, it's Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues.
Appreciate that. That is now brought about lots of searches for Ali Larter and the whipped cream bikini.
Right.
And what is the search that you've done recently that you've been like, oh yeah, that person was in that? Go ahead and text that in if you get a chance. But while we're looking around.
Well, I told you I had to research Billy Bob Thornton because my wife
to find out
wanted
how
to know if he was. I thought he was a real Texan, but he's a real Arkansasian.
Uh-huh. That's a great question. Let me think about that.
All right, think about that one for a minute. You can text in 877-881-1053. Mike, this is catered to you, but I think it's catered to all baseball fans. You pitched against this guy.
Ooh.
Ichiro Suzuki.
First ever out in the major leagues.
Really?
Yeah.
That was your first ever out?
My first ever out.
Nice.
It was like five or six batters into the inning, but I finally got somebody out, and it was him.
Oh.
My dad.
So you thought he wasn't that great. You're like, I don't know. The rest of these guys are pretty damn good.
Out. My dad, by the way, says that he really enjoys how humble you are about your career. And I was like, yeah, that is part of it. Is he a unanimous Hall of Famer? Mariano Rivera, the most recent one and the only one we've had in like forever. Is Ichiro Suzuki a unanimous Hall of Famer?
I think he is. I don't know how you'd say no.
I think
he started at 27 years old and got well over 3,000 hits. Like, that's pretty impossible to start your career at 27 and get 3,000 hits.
I do wonder how many people are still voting that are like, I don't know, Mickey Mantle wasn't a unanimous Hall of Famer. I don't advise that, but I think there are people that are still hanging on so they can be like, hella, he is going to get in unanimously.
So in Japan, in nine seasons in Japan, he hit 353, 421, 522.
What?
With 1,278 hits. And then he comes here, as Mike just pointed out, at age 27, and he hit 350, 242 in his first season stateside and won Rookie of the Year.
And MVP.
Yeah. He would go on to lead the majors and hit
seven
times. Ty Cobb led it in eight. Pete Rose, Tony Gwynn, and Ichiro led the major leagues in seven times in hits. That's a pretty decent group to be around.
I think that I'm looking at his Baseball Reference page, and the reason he won't get 100% of the votes, which is fine. I think he'll get
it. His OPS?
Yep. His OPS was 757. His OPS plus was 107. So people are going to look at that and go, he didn't have an OPS of 850? Like, I'm not voting for him. They'll be like, I'll eventually vote for him because he got 3,000 hits and hit 311. But I think OPS and OPS plus mean so much to so many people that they're going to
that is interesting.
Kill him for it. And the other thing, too, is they say the minimum WAR that you can have to be considered a Hall of Famer is 60. He's at 60.
Oh, man. That is
so interesting. So his WAR is bad.
It feels like that those statistics should be rethought then if I'm like, oh, Ichiro might be a fringy Hall of Famer.
Yeah, here's more pitch to you. No other player led the major leagues in hits five straight seasons. He did so from 06 to 10.
Wow.
He reached 200 plus hits in 10 times.
Well, that's amazing.
10 times. The only other player that did that was Pete Rose. Ichiro reached
Pete Rose not in.
220 hits.
That's a good point. Not a Hall of Famer either.
No one else hit 225 times more than four. Roger Hornsby and Jesse Burkitt were the only two to get that. The only players to reach 240 hits in two separate seasons, Ichiro and George Sisler. Only 11 other players even did it once. And then, like, that's the
thing. So you hear that, and it's like, it's a no-brainer.
His entire reliance, and he ranks 25th in Major League Baseball with 3,089. And again, he was 27. So he was 25th whenever he finished after starting that late in his career. But his entire pitch is hits. It's based on hits.
Great defender, but it doesn't seem like we take that into consideration much for Hall of Fame.
Yeah, not at all.
Like Omar Vizquel, and I get there's other things with Omar Vizquel, but even before that happened, he was on the ballot for a year or two, I think, before all the...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The stuff came out about his personal life. He was not getting close to making the Hall of Fame before that. And Torrey Hunter and Andrew Jones are on this ballot. And I get to do a ballot. It doesn't count. They're like, we want former players to do it. And Torrey Hunter and Andrew Jones, when I played against them, I thought were close to Hall of Famers. Andrew Jones, I did. It's just his career ended way quicker than everybody thought. And they're like, oh, gosh. But yeah, I just defense doesn't come into this, kind of consideration for Hall of Fame. He was a great right fielder for a long time.
Yeah. And one other thing I add to it. And this is just my own personal scale. Was he famous? Dude was absolutely famous.
He feels like he's pretty damn famous.
I mean, didn't he shower? Like, I'd have to ask Mark McLemore. I don't think he showered with the team.
Okay, when you said, did he shower? I was like, I would hope.
Because then I'm out. If he said he didn't shower, I was like,
no, I think there was like a bounty from like Japanese, like, TMZ, type of thing. Like they would give $1 million if you're able to photograph them.
What?
Nude.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
It was just a thing. And so he was.
Who wants to see a naked man?
I'm sure a lot of people wanted to see him naked.
And so I think for a while, like he might not shower at the stadium. Somehow he might like take a cab back, a private car back to the hotel and shower at the
hotel.
That is
crazy.
So nobody could ever see him like unclothed.
Man, that's
I've
wild.
Never heard that in my life.
Let's be honest. I've seen every Texas Ranger on the team last year naked. Because they have to get undressed in front of the media and dressed in front of the media while they're either
don't have to. They can go get dressed in the shower.
Yeah, and you still want that job, right, Mike? I don't know if you defiantly declaring, I've seen them all naked.
I'm saying that every media person that covers the Rangers, if you're doing it on a somewhat daily basis, you have not wanting to, but you have seen everybody naked.
Yeah.
you're looking, you're turning away.
Corey, your thoughts?
They've been naked in front of you.
Corey, your thoughts?
They do put on their stuff quickly, or, you know, they're not just running around naked, but they do have to get undressed and dressed as you're waiting to interview them.
It is intimidating if you want to interview somebody and they're just butt ass naked. And you're like,
that was Buck.
Buck.
That doesn't
make any
sense. Remember we walked up
to
Mitch Moreland and he had dropped towel.
No.
And we were like, well,
that's why
I
stayed away. And then you made it weird.
I did make it weird. Like, look at the butt on that guy.
So anyways.
You can see his butt.
Yeah, I think there was an Ichiro bounty on photographing.
I have never heard that in my life. That's amazing.
That is quite wild to know that. But that being said, I think he's unanimous. Again, I go to the fame factor. He, like, look at Seattle now. Seattle's stadium is built with a lot of ideas that came from, like, their concessions. A lot of ideas that came from their audience was there because of him. And I wonder how much of a bridge he was to overseas for other players. Because weren't there a couple of players before him? Was
Nomo?
Tadeo
Nomo was probably the biggest in 93 or 94, but Ichiro blew it out of the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're laughing. What's wrong?
I am just amused and confused. People are asking for information that I pray to God will not be shared by Mike Bassick.
The piece of the week is going to be very good this week.
Anything else about these players?
And ladies, and somebody did say, they said, Rob Schneider, they looked him up and they found out he was in Surf Ninjas. And then that led to 6 degrees of Ernie Reyes Jr. And then there was somebody said the exact same one. They searched Varsity Blues and found her. So that is how I watch shows.
Derek Holland's friend, Rob Schneider?
Oh, I think it is.
Yeah, they're friends.
What do you think they have most in common?
They both like Adam Sandler.
What else?
They both believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
All right, I like it.
They're both Republicans.
We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Is that what you wanted me to say?
Yep, right here. All right. On 105.
I don't know if he wanted you to say it, but I think he wanted to play the game.
You have three choices if you're voting.
He was trying to play footsie a little bit with you, and you were just
just like, let's go all the way. Coming up next, the return of the moral compass. If your lady wants this, are you still getting married? Next in the Fan.
Have I ever seen Dong?
You can advance it up ahead to Lively. And then a long, vicious pass, and what a finish!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, tomorrow we'll be live at Palmer's Hot Chicken, Catfish, and Shrimp in Dallas, 6465 East Mockingbird Lane. Sean and RJ will also be there. And 15% of all the orders tomorrow that will go to support the Guns and Hoses Foundation of North Texas. So why the heck would you not want to help with that? And there's holiday flasks available.
Yeah, so if you want to bring your whiskey and pour it in there in the parking lot, we're not suggesting it. We're just saying that's an option.
Could happen.
For you. There is a liquor store right in that shopping center that I know of.
Okay.
There's some really cool. I used to live in this area, so like this is right down the street from where I live.
No, I believe you. I don't know how much we should encourage. Bring your booze.
Well, a liquor store opens at 10, and our show starts at 10. So go get your booze and then come back. Is kind of what you. I think you can drink beers there. They have a bar as well, so there's options there. Here's the thing, though. I don't think Alec. Do we have a bid on our table yet?
We do not. Can we fix that, please?
All right. So here's the deal. I know we just spent last week an entire day of radio asking you to donate money. All right.
That's a good point.
Like, we did a lot of work and it was an absolute blast. Thank you very much again. And now we're asking you to come hang out with us. Us specifically, Alec, me, Kevin, and Mike. We'll all have a table where we get to hang out. And I know John Gray's going to be there. Other Elvis Andrus is going to be there. Various other stars will be out and about. And you get to go hang out on a field at Globe Life Field and enjoy that day. Plus, you're donating this money to an awesome cause, and that is the Sandlot Charity. In addition to that, the table that you're going to get, you're also going to get two tickets to a Rangers game next year, and you're going to get a studio visit with our show. Mm. You need to do right now, though, is call in 877-881-1053. Tell Alec, I want to donate this amount of money, and it's got to be $1,500 or more, all right? That's where we're starting.
Feel free for more.
I want to donate this to sit with the KNC Masterpiece, or you can DM him at Alec on the radio. He said that's a more effective way of doing it. But if you want to do that, you do it right now, 877-881-1053, or you can hit him up at Alec on the radio and get your plus $1,500 bid so you can bring your friends, hang out with us, and have a great day celebrating what we do.
Now, we obviously still have some time until the Monday Night Football game, which you can hear between the Cowboys and Bengals right here on 105.3 The Fan. But an early look at some of the people who are or are not practicing, Corey. How's it going?
Mike McCarthy has spoken and said Zach Martin is not going to be practicing today, Kevin. And that is an unfortunate thing. But as you heard Jerry say earlier this week, man, as soon as he's out there, he'll be out there as, you know, trying to be on the field as fast as possible. And they'll get him on that field. You know, they're saying, look, as good as Brock Hoffman's doing, we want Zach Martin because Zach Martin's a difference maker. So I get that part of it. Trevon Diggs was part of the team's walkthrough earlier in the day. And DeMarcus Lawrence will work out with Britt Brown this week. So they're not going to open the 21-day practice window just yet. But he is starting to get into that, okay, what do we do now? Because, again, he hasn't been able to do a lot because of that injury. So even, like, conditioning is going to be a thing for DeMarcus Lawrence. So let's go.
We had the opportunity to talk with PJ Washington earlier in the show. He was fantastic. Also had a lot of spicy boxing opinions as the Mavericks went over the Grizzlies 121-116. They move into the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup, which will get going for them on Tuesday. But now it's time for the return of the moral compass.
Kevin, before we get into this moral compass, can I add one other thing?
Sure.
Friend over at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Nick Harris, because I like to give credit, did say that they asked Mike McCarthy about Dak's quote on his terms, and he said that he didn't know what Dak was talking about. He's had more input on personnel and drafting conversations in Dallas than any other place in his career. Like, it just completely contradicts everything that Dak was trying to do.
What a fascinating way to sign your own termination note.
I've been doing all these things. I mean, I've been doing great.
Well, Dak supports you. I don't know what you mean. I've done this all my way, and it's only my fault.
Jeez.
Oh, cool.
All right. You gonna get into this moral compass?
I'm glad we gave credit. It is important.
That is very important. I do think that is very important.
All right. Where are we going with this moral compass? Thinking about getting married again?
Thinking about getting married again.
Okay.
My marriage is doing great.
Gotcha.
Oh, good for you.
As far as I know. I mean, she could think differently, but.
Do you think, this is an extra moral compass. Do you think there should be, I don't know, every year, every 6 months? You're like, what percentage of divorce are you at? And just to check in and do, they're like, I'm like 4%. You're like, okay, that's good. And if you're like, last year is 28, now it's up to 45. And you're like, okay, well, that's a big jump. Okay. Let's figure this out.
Women, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Mike. Thank you.
Although I do know that we're going to have to get that drop from PJ Washington. He's like, but you know.
Yeah. My kid told me last night that one of his friends, his parents, they're separated, but they still live together. But they sat the son down and told him that they no longer loved each other, and it was because of the kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what is happening right now? And so now they all live together, but they don't talk to each other. They just live in the same house. I don't know. It's a weird thing to me. But no, my wife is not going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. All right. This came in. I saw this the other day. Well, she might actually. She might be at Palmer's tomorrow because she's chilling. Quote, my 28-year-old male fiance, I'm sorry, 29-year-old female fiance, wants a pass before our wedding Which is just a few weeks away. Relationship over? Here's the rest of it. We've been together for 4 years now, and it seemed like everything was going great and mutual. Yesterday at dinner, my soon-to-be wife brought up the idea of both of us having a free sleep with whoever passed before the wedding. This stupid idea of hers completely blindsided me. I could tell that she'd been thinking about it for some time and just waiting for the perfect moment to bring it up. She said it would be healthy for our relationship and our marriage would get off to a better start because of it. She also claimed that it would help get everything out of our systems. In the 4 years we've been together, I never thought about being with someone else, but it just sucks to know that she doesn't feel the same way.
That's a good point.
Once she realized I wasn't excited about it, about her idea, she began to retract her statements. I really didn't talk to her after that and just went to bed. Since this morning, she's been apologizing over texts.
Let me pause real quick.
That's it, pretty much.
Do you think every human in the history of the world, or at least every adult, has had a conversation where they had to spin a serious idea into that they were kidding? And it might not necessarily be like a sex idea, but I feel like everyone has thrown out an idea and they're like, I'm kidding, that'd be crazy, right? And like, because you knew that they're like, no, that's stupid.
So I do this thing often, okay? Last night I did this as well. Adrian was, she was going somewhere today and she showed me a picture and she was like, this is where I'm going tomorrow. And it was very beautiful women, very beautiful women. And she showed me and I was looking at the picture and I went, oh, yeah, her for sure. And then gave her phone back. And she was like, who are you talking about? Which one? And I was just like, I was just saying. And she was like, but which one are you talking about? And I was like, that's for you to figure out. And so I like to play that game because we go to Mavs games and I'd look at the dancers and I'd be like, oh, yeah, that one. And she'd be like, which one? And I'd just be like, I don't know. I'd just leave it at that and just let her figure it out. So that's always a fun game I like to play.
Huh. Okay, so spousal manipulation is a part of this whole thing. But look, the timing is what troubles me on this.
Yes, right before the marriage.
If, let's say you guys got engaged like a year ago.
A few weeks away, marriage. And they've been together for 4 years.
I'm assuming they got the ring at Diamonds Direct.
Probably so.
Let's say you got engaged like a year ago. Don't you go over that when you're like, hey, wedding dates. And you're like, also, I was thinking this. She said it now because she doesn't think you have the guts to back out of the wedding, whether it's because of your deposits, your friends and family, whatever the case is. She thinks you do not have the guts to back out of it, and she wants to back it up on somebody else.
She already has somebody in mind if she's the one suggesting it.
And you know what? I'm going to take it a step further. I kind of think she already did it.
She probably already did. Yep. Now she's not going to feel as guilty. Okay. She's going to be like, this is how I get rid of the guilt, because if he says it's okay, then I've already done it. And now never mind. There's a lot of other things. Go ahead, Alec. Go ahead.
You said yep right away.
Yeah, they've definitely already done it. This, like you said, it's trying to get rid of that guilt, right? Because then you can easily circle back around and say, oh, like a week later, like, yeah, I did something with somebody else, when really she did it like 2 or 3 months prior. So yeah, it's already happened. She just wants to feel better about the situation.
Look. I'm going to think about how to.
You know how women are.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, PJ Washington.
He said some really kind things about women afterwards. I just want to point that out.
Hey, and just for the record, you can be a few weeks, maybe it was a few months away from getting married to someone, and you found
that day,
and you find out they do want to go F somebody else. You can get out of it.
Yes.
And you can eventually turn the corner and have a very happy and productive life. It might not happen straight away.
Real life.
You might think about it for a really long time. You might think you hate that person, but eventually you're apathetic to them and only have to communicate with them about things about one of your children.
Yeah.
See, in theory,
I like theories.
My feeling on this, again, I'm just like Broadus when it comes to weddings. If I'm in your wedding crew, I will ask you right before right before she walks up to you, are you ready if the car's running? And I'm giving you that opportunity. And I'm not doing it as a, hey, this person doesn't deserve you and you don't deserve them, but I'm there for you, man. I didn't show up for that person. I'm there for you and y'all's relationship. So if you're committed to it, Let's go. My best man asked me right then. He knew the answer.
Yeah.
He'd known me and Adrian for the whole time. My best man asked me right then. He was like, hey, man, you got one more chance to back out. And I was like, I got this, man.
I'm pretty sure these friends don't listen to the show, so I can throw this out there. I was best man at a wedding. They're no longer married. But I brought up before the wedding, I was like, hey, are you sure about the trust factor? Because she was engaged to somebody else and then cheated. And so, and he goes, yeah, but it was with me. So I feel like I can't hold that against her. And I was like, all right, just bringing it up. And
are they still together?
No, they're not.
Oh,
but
man.
We decided to switch the roles because then he was the cheater in the marriage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't really know what the point of that last part thrown in was. But my point was, I was there
like
to be like,
reversal
are
is
you
what
sure?
You, but I've learned
totally
from that,
no.
Basically.
Oh, wow. This feels like, look, you need to bite the bullet and realize that you proposed to the wrong person, mm-hmm. which again, it happens to the best of us. And you need to be able to move on with your life, no matter how, whether it's financially burdensome or embarrassing or whatever other emotions I had, you need to bail.
Yeah.
I mean, that person had.
What? That mm-hmm. person had what?
Whatever emotions that person had.
Yeah. That being said, you know, I've seen people go and have their experiences and then their marriages are still together because they got it out of their system. That's what they felt they needed to do.
Yeah.
So that's weird. It's not my approach to
right.
it all because I didn't want to cheat on her in the first place. You know?
I am fascinated by the idea. If you let me go bang this other person, then I'm good. And it's not like, I just think about it in terms of, I don't know, like if you have some delicious food, are you like, now I never need to have it again? Or are you like, man, I kind of want that food a little
craving
bit more.
Craving that food so
yeah.
much right now.
Or aren't mm-hmm. you going to go bang that other person again? Because you're like, it's still the same person. I still think this is covered
mm-hmm.
by the original marital clause
yeah,
that we agreed to.
See, and that's a problem now, Kevin, because you're going to have to lie within that in the marriage clause part.
I'm lying to somebody.
Because you're lying. Where were you? Oh, I was at, you know, the softball game.
That's the part. Having all those secrets seems like the worst.
It is.
Why does this dude named Kenny keep calling you?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're like, I don't know. He's going to fix our roof. We just got a new roof a year ago.
Mm, he's going to plow the fields. Because you're a farmer, and that's why she left.
What?
Farmers only.
Oh.
Dude, my aunt did that. Not my aunt, but my cousin's mom. I don't know. It's a weird story.
What?
It's a long story, dude. She went to Farmers Only, got scammed.
What?
Got scammed. Evidently, this dude was doing it to all these like single farming ladies. He would hook up with them and he'd get all their accounts connected together. And then he would like take off with all their money. He'd get their accounts and just bail. And he did it to her and they caught him, though. That was an awesome thing. So beware.
Okay.
Oh, dating, man, dating life. Good luck to y'all.
Yeah, it sucks.
I like the one I'm rocking with right now. So
you don't hear that in the commercial, though. Have a good bank account.
Farmers only.
Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the gym. Man, a lot of people have feelings about this. Let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Running.
Push it up. Push it up. Push it, push it, push it.
The Mavericks have climbed the mountain.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It's time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific. Higgy, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, okay is the best I can give you right now.
Look right at him and forget his name.
He's used to talking to Corey.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. You know,
it was amazing because I looked over at you and you're looking right at him like, who are you, dude? And I just kind of figured it out.
He's like, did you win Fan Phenom or what?
Is this another French situation?
Come on. I'd say the S word right now.
That was an all-timer at Moxie's. Like, who am I speaking to? Speak up, mystery guy.
Man. I'm very glad to be back. We were talking about the Mavericks last night. The win is the most important thing. But we talked with PJ Washington. He's excited about it. Jason Kidd last week was talking about being excited about it. There's a bracket. Have you caught NBA Cup Beaver.
I think it's going to be cool if, you know, they win the next couple of games and we're getting ready for the final.
Yeah.
You know, I think it is going to be cool for the cities that this is in. And over time, maybe it'll evolve to be a little bit more significant. But, yeah, I like winning trophies, you know. And if it's just an exhibition, that's great. I have more Mavs fever right now than NBA Cup fever. I'm on fire.
Would you support a parade around this building? Oh. Maybe we just have to throw our own parade.
Sure. Parade, parade,
yeah, okay.
Parade.
Let me ask you guys a question because I listen to you guys every day. Bassick, if they win the cup thing, is Mike going to be happy or is he going to be pissed?
He just said, I asked him earlier, I was like, hey, like if they win, are you getting gear? And yeah. He was like, I am. I think I am going to do it. He's been against this thing, though.
Does he know that during the championship round they play with a golden basketball?
I don't think he does know that. Do I
That's
know that?
Going to
but
no,
hasn't he kind of poo-pooed on this thing the whole time?
I yes. think part yes, of it is because he didn't like it, but the other part that made it worse is that the Lakers won, and he was like, oh, good for you, dumbass.
Of course they won the first one.
Yeah.
I just kind of want them to win it all so I have to hear Mike talk about it.
So in a glowing way. So yeah, he's like, oh, this is so great
it's
now.
It's amazing how this team just – galvanized to play such of their best basketball. Like
Dawson's other point, I'm really excited that this Mavs team keeps winning. Obviously, we were all pumped about how well they played
stars
without Luka and the Stars as well. Stars get after it again tonight. Yeah. The Mavs don't play again, I think, until Thursday. But both teams riding high in what has been kind of a tough sports year.
This is great. You know, I'm going to go ahead and pick the Mavs to win the championship today.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yes, let's go.
Parade.
Tomorrow's a different day.
Yeah.
When is that parade?
Yeah, I'm not coming off this. I don't think they're falling out of the bottom four in the West.
Okay.
I mean, they're so deep. You can just give guys nights off and still win.
Okay, quick question about that then. Because they're number three, and I know they've shown that they can make it to the finals either way. I've been a huge proponent of you really need to take this regular season seriously and finish like in the top two or three in the West. Do you feel that way, or you're like, I saw last year, they're fine?
I mean, I think they could win from any seed.
Okay.
So I'm not that worried about a home court advantage considering how Luka and Kyrie embrace the road.
That's true.
I think what we're looking for, though, is just that they've perfected their system of execution on both ends of the court, that they go out there and just follow their game plan and crush teams, you know, if not with the first unit, with the second unit. So, I mean, like, I don't know if 60 wins is a great goal, but, you know, around 55 to 60 would give me the confidence that, you know, they match up against any kind of team out there. I think that's what I'm looking for out of, like, a regular season record.
Do you feel that confident because they own Oklahoma City?
Man, yeah. They really do.
I mean,
Oklahoma
City
and Minnesota, both of them. I think they live rent-free in their heads.
I kind of feel like those two teams are looking at this like, oh, geez, we don't want to see that bunch.
Yep.
And after Denver won it, they've lost key depth that the Mavs now have. Like guys like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who is now with Orlando, helping them do tremendous things. I was hoping the Magic would lose more so he would become available. But... yeah, you know, I think Denver not being what it was is a big part of that as well.
Yeah, people are going to be envious of having a Spencer Dinwiddie as far down on your bench as you have. You know, like having people that far
Bassick
down.
Bassick hated him for
not, not an NBA player.
I'm starting to learn I'm not listening to Bassick about this basketball stuff.
No, to be fair, Dinwiddie's had some moments where you do question everything you've ever done about that guy.
Yeah,
that's fair.
And a lot of it is
his nagging leg
injuries. You know, Dinwiddie has been battling injuries for a long time. And if he plays hard for two straight months, he's going to need some time off. Now, whenever the knee is bothering him a little bit, go ahead, sit down, come back fresh in a week, bro, and give us 20.
Bassick has an immense amount of basketball knowledge. He can run hot.
He's emotional.
Yeah.
And I respect that. I did think he had a great nugget, though, with Dinwiddie in terms of the turnovers. Like, he has really cleaned that up. And that was the biggest issue, the most annoying thing when you're watching and when you're thinking, getting off the court, he's just turning the ball over at an alarming rate. And then if the shot's also not falling, it's like, dude, you're a net negative right now.
We had a very intriguing moral compass, and I wasn't going to bring this up. And then I saw should we not?
No. I saw the text, too.
Okay.
Hey, I was like, who knew?
You responded to that text.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, do you buy whatsoever? So the situation is they're about to get married in a few weeks, and this lady's like, hey, I think we should sleep with one other person, or at least she should sleep with one other person. So we can get out of our system, happy marriage, clean slate, blah, 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 blah. Do you believe, A, that this hasn't already happened?
It's already happened.
Or, see, that's what I think, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if you're talking about it, it's happened. It's like, hey, I'm thinking about retiring. You're retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so are you saying, like, she's already done it, and that's, she wants him to do it to, like, clean her soul?
She feels she bad.
Scoreboard watching. Yeah, she wants to maybe. Yeah.
Or so when she brings up Eric or whoever in the future, she'd be like, no, that was that guy under our marriage clause. And you're
get
like,
that body count up.
Yeah.
That body count. That is what the kids are calling it these
days.
That's
insane. That's almost like the streamer chick who's talking about how much of a Christian virgin she is, but she's crushing it on OnlyFans. Yeah. But she's justifying it. She's like, it's just me. It's just me doing things to me. Yeah. There's nobody else in there, so it's all good.
Camera and millions of viewers.
So many dollars.
But there's just not another person.
Yeah. Like, you people are insane.
Do you ever wish you could do an OnlyFans?
I talked to Eric about it yesterday. I was like, maybe I should start.
Well, Chuck would tear it up, man.
People like feet stuff, apparently.
People love feet stuff.
I think there's a market for these jugs.
Do you have good feet?
I'm not going to dabble in the foot stuff. No.
What is a good foot, though? Because I think there's also the other end where they like a jacked up foot. Like, I think there's equal opportunity here.
Ballet
there's
foot.
A market for everyone's foot.
Yeah, if you got ballet feet, man. Yeah, ballet feet.
I thought you said valet feet, and I was like, ballet. Hold on, what
does
that
like
mean?
Somebody just took a hammer
ballet
to
ballet feet, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these
whose wife I ask about that? What about a baseball player? One of our baseball ranger.
Like, yeah, does she have jacked up feet?
Yeah, like she was a champion dancer. Like she was a Rockette or something. I said, she got jacked up feet from being in ballet? And he's like, well, yeah. Who was that? It was one of our young players.
And did you use the term jacked up?
Yeah, I did.
He did.
I did.
Okay.
He played the Chris Boomer drop and everything.
One of our pitchers, was it? Wasn't Dane Dunning, was it? One of these times we interviewed, I said, yeah, I understand your wife is like a professional dancer. I mean, in a nice way, not a, you know. But I said, hey, is her feet jacked up because of ballet? And he's like, yeah, your toes get kind of worked a little bit, you know.
Because they're getting curled in. Yeah. It does seem extremely painful.
Mm-hmm.
I Googled it. I can't find it anywhere. Okay. Sorry.
Dawson, did you have any OnlyFans thoughts you wanted to add?
Well, I just thought, you know, some of these gals are making like 30 grand.
More than that.
Yeah. I would say a nice foot, you know? Yeah. And I was wondering like what you guys thought would be the limits of your lady doing an OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, we've definitely talked
like
about that.
A foot OnlyFans, that's money in the bank, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure, show them off.
Feet binder.
Send them some socks.
A couple $100 a month for sure. For just the feet, knock yourself out.
Send them a sock for the feet, right? Yeah. Okay.
This is a game-worn sock. Right here from the OnlyFans.
Oh, man.
How much are you willing?
Does she have to be under an alias, though, or can she be open about the fact that this is who she is?
I think I'd be okay with it. Okay. I might even tweet it out.
The name
would it be like a foot related? Would it be like Jessica Toes? Or
you're sharing it.
Yeah, these are great questions. All right, what do you guys
think about Twin Peaks and OnlyFans? My wife's involved.
Yeah, get her to sponsor, do some live spots on it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There you go.
We do have Sans joining us. Pure Gold, as always. Thanks for asking, Higgy. At 4:40. You can bid now for our table there, our booth at Swinging for a Cause by calling
in. Our bids
is
zero.
Mm. Yeah, so I think we got a bagel too, man.
So far, failure to launch for the both of us, but we're going to rally, and Sans is going to help us do that at 4:40. We'll talk off-season Rangers, get the word on this new catcher and all that.
We have the same number of dollars donated to our table as the Aggies scored offensively on Saturday.
All right. Nice work, man.
All right. You'll like this then. I said what I was out for was I had Aggie flu, so I tried really hard and thought I was going to get better, but then when it got to it and S got real, I was like, oh, back to the toilet.
Can't face that music.
Roll home with the G-Vag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow. Remember, we'll be at Palmer's off of Mockingbird, as will Sean and RJ, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
You know how women are.